Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a site so old, it rewrites the conventional understanding of how civilization began, a site that challenges the traditional view that agriculture must come before complex societies and monumental architecture. This site is Göbekli Tepe, the world's oldest known temple complex, located in Turkey, and it's back in academic and UPSC discourse following new interpretations of its significance. Göbekli Tepe, which translates to Potbelly Hill in Turkish, is an archaeological site in the Urfa province of southeastern Turkey, near the Syrian border. What makes this significant is that it's approximately 9600 BCE, making it roughly 12,000 years old. First, let's consider the type of site it is, the world's oldest known monumental temple complex, a place of communal religious or ceremonial activity. It was discovered by German archaeologist Klaus Schmidt in 1994, and excavations have been ongoing since then. Note this carefully, Göbekli Tepe was inscribed as a World Heritage Site in 2018. The physical evidence at Göbekli Tepe is quite striking. The site features T-shaped limestone monoliths, some weighing several tons, up to 20 tons, and standing up to 6 meters tall. These pillars are arranged in circular or oval enclosures, with at least 20 such structures found, although only about 5% have been excavated. Crucially, these pillars are richly carved with animal reliefs, including foxes, lions, vultures, scorpions, snakes, wild boar, and cranes. And here is something that surprises many students. Some pillars depict human arms, suggesting they may represent stylized human figures. The location of Göbekli Tepe is also noteworthy. It's built on a hilltop, visible from a great distance, with the nearest water source kilometers away. This was not a settlement, as no hearths, middens, or cooking debris typical of habitation have been found. But why does this matter? It matters because the people who built Göbekli Tepe were hunter-gatherers, nomadic or semi-nomadic, with no pottery, no writing, and no metal tools. Yet, they coordinated to quarry, transport, and erect multi-ton limestone pillars with precision, requiring large-scale social organization, hundreds or thousands of people working together. This challenges the older assumption that complex social organization requires agriculture as a precondition. So what exactly changed? The discovery of Göbekli Tepe suggests that organized religion and collective ritual may have preceded, and even driven, the transition to farming. Around 8000 BCE, Göbekli Tepe was deliberately filled in, buried by human hands, not by natural silting. The burial preserved the site remarkably well, but the reason remains unknown, perhaps a ritual closure, the end of a religious cycle, or a shift in belief system. This intentional act demonstrates symbolic thinking, an abstract decision to close a sacred space. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The traditional Neolithic Revolution model proposed by V. Gordon Child in the 1940s suggests that agriculture leads to surplus, which in turn leads to settlements, specialization, religion, and finally, monumental architecture. However, Göbekli Tepe challenges this model, suggesting that monumental temple complexes may have come first, possibly attracting and sustaining hunter-gatherer populations and incentivizing sedentism and farming. The site supports the hypothesis that religion first, farming second, may be a more accurate description of how civilization began. Göbekli Tepe is older than other ancient monuments, such as Stonehenge, the Egyptian pyramids, and the Indus Valley civilization, by thousands of years. What does this mean for our understanding of human history? It means that we need to reevaluate our assumptions about the origins of civilization and the role of religion in shaping human societies. Now, let us look at the India connection. India has its own prehistoric context, with sites like Bhimbetka rock shelters in Madhya Pradesh, which feature rock paintings dating back to around 30,000 BCE. Mehrgarh, in Balochistan, Pakistan, is the earliest South Asian farming settlement, dating back to around 7,000 BCE, roughly contemporary with the late phase of Göbekli Tepe's use. Other sites, like Koldehwa and Mahagra in Uttar Pradesh, and Chirand in Bihar, provide evidence of the Mesolithic and Neolithic transitions in India. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the location, age, discoverer, and UNESCO status of Göbekli Tepe. For mains, consider the significance of Göbekli Tepe in the context of prehistoric human societies, the Neolithic Revolution, and the origin of religion. And for the interview, be prepared to discuss what Göbekli Tepe tells us about the relationship between religion and civilization. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Göbekli Tepe is located in the Urfa province of southeastern Turkey, and it's approximately 9,600 BCE, making it around 12,000 years old. The site is a monumental temple complex, discovered by Klaus Schmidt in 1994, and it was inscribed as a World Heritage Site in 2018. The pillars at Göbekli Tepe are T-shaped limestone monoliths, up to 6 meters tall, and weighing up to 20 tons. The site features rich carvings of animals, including foxes, lions, and snakes. Göbekli Tepe was deliberately buried around 8,000 BCE, and the reason remains unknown. In conclusion, Göbekli Tepe is a site that challenges our conventional understanding of how civilization began, and it has significant implications for our understanding of human history and the role of religion in shaping societies. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember the significance of Göbekli Tepe and its potential to rewrite the origins of civilization. The discovery of Göbekli Tepe has far-reaching implications for our understanding of human history, and it highlights the importance of continued archaeological research and exploration.